This is one of the great, like, off-the-cuff, matter-of-fact rants that we've heard in a long time. Now, Mike Francesa, my guy, in New York. So Francesa comes on, and he starts scrolling through what the weather's going to be like, and all of a sudden he comes up with some scam that weathermen are pulling.
So it looks like we might get a decent weekend after this rain pulls. Matter of fact, it looks like most of the weekend looks good. But remember, they'll always show you sun on one of the 4 days of Memorial Day weekend, no matter what.
Who's they?
I don't know.
Who is they? I don't know who they are. They'll always show you the sun at least one of the days. Why? Who are they?
They will always make you complete your trips. They never, they'll lie about it if they have to, because it's worth too much money with people who have planned to go places. That is always the case on Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day weekends. They'll always give you overly optimistic weather reports. But that's just the way the game is played.
They'll always do. They have too much money at stake. Who's they? The weathermen have money at stake if you go away? Don't they want you staying home to watch their news? So you're saying the advertisers on the news, a lot of them are advertising travel?
No. You're going above board. The weathermen around this country are getting kickbacks from hotels, state tourist agencies, maybe someone in Francesa's case. He's pointing out a weatherman in New York. Someone from the shore is paying him off.
So these...
This has been a great scandal that we didn't know about. That's why the weather's incorrect so many times. We get inclement weather and you're like, what? This wasn't predicted.
I don't know who they are. So I can't answer whether they're making the weathermen do this?
But, I mean, the day is clearly the cabal of weathermen around the country. They're all in cahoots. Well, maybe something to work on. I know you don't get a lot of news side action, but you may want to look into Pretty and Florendo and Nate, especially Janison.
If people are paying for these stories, I would love to know. I'm becoming a weatherman, and I'll say whatever you want me to say.